The key figure in this case is Moana Carcasses, ousted as Prime Minister of Vanuatu last year. As he turned over the office, Carcasses asked the new PM to complete a project he'd been unable to finish, a 5-star hotel and casino to be built with Chinese investors on land that Carcasses partly owned. As that project languished, a Hong Kong businessman transferred $500,000 to Carcasses' account. He and his confederates then bribed members of parliament to vote to oust the new prime minister and return Carcasses to power. After that vote this past summer, Carcasses became deputy prime minister. But a few MPs refused the bribe, turned state's evidence, and last week Judge Mary Say found all but one of the defendants guilty after a trial that featured descriptions of envelopes stuffed with 10,000 Vatu notes exchanged in back rooms and on a school bus. Among the guilty, Speaker of Parliament Marcelino Pipite. Under Vanuatu's constitution, the speaker serves as acting president when the president's out of the country. So with President Baldwin Lonsdale in Samoa, Pipite pardoned himself and his fellow defendants. Pipite told reporters the move was necessary to maintain peace and unity. On his return to Port Vila, President Lonsdale declared no one is above the law. He apologized to the public and added, "I am considering my options on how I will clean up the dirt." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.